You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Headline says 46% of Americans say they cannot live without Wi-Fi.
I'm in that camp. I need me some Wi-Fi.
Yeah, they say they don't mind going a few days without food, even water, which is dangerous.
Very.
But according to the survey, a few hours without Wi-Fi is unthinkable.
Yeah. I mean, I have a hard time if we go up camping and stuff in the hills and we have no signal. I'm like,
you don't like that to unplugging for a couple
of days? I do. That's one of the reasons that we go is because we go to places without a cell phone signal. But it does take a little acclimating to get used to that, you know.
Yeah.
A good half a day when I'm not, you know, picking up my phone, like, what's going on in the news? Any little thing.
Yeah,
it bugs
there's
me.
Some sort of
it's an addiction.
Some
though.
Sort of like scientific name for the withdrawal symptoms that people get, specifically not being able to touch or look at their phone for X number of hours.
It's sad, isn't it?
It is sad. It's a sad thing to say about us.
It's
but
truly become a part of us. It's like a part. It's like an appendage now. It's part of your body. Yeah. That phone. So it's very difficult.
Our question for Dom and Jeremy listeners this morning is, what can you absolutely not live without? Now, there are some disclaimers here. We're not going with the obvious things like air, water. We're trying to have some fun with this. I think we should probably rule out coffee, too, because I'm just afraid that we're going to get 10,000 coffee text messages.
I did post this earlier today on my Facebook page, and there is definitely some coffee replies. Yeah, we get it. I get it. I'm with you. That's hard. Angela, and, hot Angela just texted in, Dom.
Yeah.
I can't live without Target.
She's an 8-triple-O-er. She's up there in Arvada.
We were at Target this weekend, and I feel you, Angela. I feel you.
I think a lot of America would agree with you.
Yeah, it's so nice. For me, personally, I commented my loofah. I absolutely love a rich, creamy lather, and I could not take a shower without my loofah. Somebody put a bar of soap in our shower. I don't know where it came from, but I was like, oh, this is different.
Well, what are the possibilities? Your wife and else?
Unless she's had somebody over. I was like, there's a random bar of soap, Dove soap.
It's like your master bathroom shower, and you're like,
somebody put a bar of soap in there. We've
Some
never had a bar of
broke
soap.
Into your house
like, where did this even come from? I used the bar of soap the other day, and I was extremely unsatisfied with how I felt.
That's all I use.
How do you do it?
I've never used a loofah in my life.
Like, the loofahs, you're like scraping. It's like, I feel like I'm cleansing myself.
I'm not as dirty as you, I guess. Well, I don't sweat near as much as you.
Scrub.
I don't need to scrape layers of skin
the soap
off
just,
when I take a shower.
It slides over your skin. You're not getting anything off. You got particles all over you, Dom.
Whatever.
Pardon me?
Loofah boy. Here's our phone number, 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. A call is always appreciated.
Yeah.
Or a text. What is it you cannot live without? I think I'm going to have to go with, we talked about these earlier, hoodies.
Yes.
I can't live without hoodies. And peanut butter.
Oh, that's good.
Those are my, I have to have those in my life.
You could sit around in a hoodie eating peanut butter.
All
day long.
That
is living. That's a good life.
Take one quick call before we go to the break, and then we'll take your calls out of the break. Hello, Tom. Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hi.
What can you not live without?
Well, you guys talked about Wi-Fi, but something that predates that, and I remember when there was no such thing as, I got to have my remote control.
Yeah, you're changing channels like crazy. Switching hands, left, right, left, right, left, right.
I can watch three shows at the same time.
Oh, that is mad talent, Tom. All right, you dork.
Tom, get off the phone. So we're having a few laughs this morning asking you to tell us what can you absolutely not live without.
They're pouring
Nikki,
in.
Who lives in Alt, this is hilarious. She goes, I can't live without my Fitbit. I need the validation that I walked around.
Yes, it's so true. You're like, I was up and moving today. See?
I remember it because I don't wear a Fitbit anymore, but I used to, and Jeremy knows, I was addicted to it.
He would walk around like on commercial breaks and stuff. He'd walk around just to get
insane.
His steps in. He was like really addicted.
I set this goal back in 2018 that I was going to walk across the United States, you know, virtually or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I figured that was a little over 3,000 miles, and I got her done, man.
Hey.
It was that Fitbit. I needed 8 1/4 miles a day. Nikki, I feel you. So thank you for that. Let's take a quick phone call. Here comes Regina. Regina, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're really good.
It's a great day. What can you not live without?
I know it sounds vain, but I cannot live without my lashes.
Your fake lashes?
My fake lashes.
I'm with you.
How big are they?
They're about 12 inches.
No, they're not.
No. It's not. It's like, it sounds weird. They're 12 inches in lash world, not actual 12 inches.
Yeah.
Classic lashes.
Classic lashes. Can you send a picture? Do you have them on today?
I was thinking of you guys are crazy.
Send us a picture. We're having a hard time hearing you.
Your
Regina,
kids are really crazy.
Send us a photo.
Yes.
The same phone
same
number you just called. Text us a photo of your lashes.
I want to see them.
We've got to see that. Here's Aaron. Aaron, good morning.
What's up, guys?
Hey, we're just chilling.
Doing a radio show. What can he not live without?
My portable Bose speaker that I take kind of virtually everywhere, whether it's tailgating or the pool. The park, camping.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I'm with you, bud.
No, stop. Throw the brakes. Aaron, you're not that guy who brings his speaker to the pool and makes everybody at the pool listen
to your
music.
I'm not going to lie. Everybody appreciates the music that I bring.
No.
Hold on, then.
No.
What's the music that you're playing?
No, Aaron, you're fooling yourself.
Generally, what?
Requests.
Oh, you take requests?
Whatever.
I do.
Play Ice Ice Baby.
I got a playlist. It's about probably 4 hours long that I just added a bunch of people's songs to it. So,
Aaron's here with his Bose speaker.
If I wait 4 hours, I'll be able to hear my one song while Aaron's sitting there. Yeah, this is my music. Everybody,
we don't know
music.
His playlist. It might
That's
be really good.
I have a couple buddies who hate when I bring it, but you know, everybody else.
No,
pretty good,
you're
man.
Fooling yourself, Aaron.
Everybody
Nobody
hates
likes it.
It.
I'm just let me. This is tough love on this show, Aaron. You know that. This is tough love.
Hey, guess what's not going to happen? I'm not going to change. It's all right, Dom.
Yeah, somebody might throw that speaker in the pool one time, though. You better chain it down, buddy.
Aaron, you're a good sport. Thanks for being on the show, buddy. That's going to be on his on his tombstone. Aaron, he never changed.
Who wants to hear a song? TJ wrote in and says, my bidet. I can't live without my bidet. Oh, my God. Once you try it, you can't deny it. And I wrote back, I've never tried one. And he said, well, you should.
Huh. Are you going to? You're not going
I
to.
I said, I want to mess myself first. Really make it worth my while. Becky says, I can't live without my yoga pants. And yes, I'm one of those ladies that doesn't do yoga.
Kelly from Golden says, my husband is that pool speaker guy, too.
No.
Yeah,
no.
Ladies, you got to have a talk with the dudes.
Hank texted, I can't live without my mini beer fridge stocked with the only beer I enjoy. No White Claws allowed. All right, buddy.
Brittany says, I can't live without my Halloween decorations that are up year round.
No, the HOA hates you. We did the Fitbit one. Brad says his truck, his pick 'em up truck. I'm with you, buddy. Honey peanut butter from Nathan and Little Fun. Honey peanut butter.
I do love honey peanut butter, but I'm just afraid I'm putting on like 12,000 calories every time I have
it. Anna has a small pink blanket she can't live without. I sleep with it up by my face every night. I take it on vacations. She took it to the hospital when she gave birth.
Oh, see?
Where's my little pink blanket?
Chelsea wants her smelly good candies.
Candles. Smelly good candles.
Oh, candies. I'm like, what's a smelly good candy?
Candles. Okay, we get that one. Okay.
Crystal says, I can't live without my paperbacks. Yes, yeah. I'm with you on the whole books thing.
Ann says, dishwasher. That. Yes, yes, and yes. My wife has family in Iowa. They redid their complete kitchen remodel, and they didn't put in a dishwasher. It's her aunt. She's like, we've hand washed dishes for years. We're just going to continue to do it. And they didn't put in a dishwasher. I don't know.
Does it prove like you're...
It's a hard working Iowa folk, I guess. But we were like, hells no, put a dishwasher in.
Yeah, that almost feels like you're putting your hands on your hips, you know, defying the world.
Yeah.
I refuse to use technology to help me with something.
I love my dishwasher.
Lisa from Aurora, she's got to speak for an awful lot of people, I think, because for her it's chapstick. You know, in Colorado, people have major addictions to their lip balm.
My Carmex. Q-tips and cheese, says Leah.
There's another chapstick from Adrian. And
Anna says her Xanax.